理课堂听 class.com。
Too much.
So there was a time when in-car entertainment meant one of those old-fashioned DVD players mounted in the ceiling of the minivan.
Oh, my friend, that is so 2002. In-car entertainment is a whole new world these days. By that, I do not mean stereo systems. I mean flip-down LCD screens on your sun visor, individual TV screens on the back of each headrest, screens in the dashboard where the driver can see it. They now have these multimedia stations on the dashboard that have touchscreen buttons for every kind of in-car entertainment. Radio, satellite radio, live television, the DVD player, the CD changer, and of course, the game console.
I'm sorry, I'm just having trouble going on after hearing all that. Who's driving the car?
I rather cracked up to hear the description on one of these websites to justify putting a dashboard TV set. The line was, "Do you want to watch TV or movie while waiting for the kids?" Well, now you can. Yeah, nice try.
But this is a big market, right?
Oh, it's huge. And I should add that the big name companies, the well-known companies, wire these gadgets so that the driver visible units don't work while the car is in motion, only when the car... In fact, some of them only work when the emergency brake is on. But there are plenty of smaller, scrappier, youth-oriented companies that have no such moral spine, and they're perfectly happy to put it where the driver can see it. And besides, even if the screen is installed on the passenger side, I mean, that's still a big distraction.